Hi everybody, my name is Ala Arafa Fadra and I will talk about optimizing the cotton and the cotton modal blended fabric properties on single jersey machinery. First, I would like to thank gratefully Cabo Company, Nasr Clothing and Textile Company, Alexandria, Egypt for their collaboration and contribution to the experimental part of this study. Knitted fabrics are widely used in clothing due to their unique stretch ability. All regenerated cellulosic fabrics have the same chemical composition, yet they differ in their micro properties. These micro properties lead to different behavior during their processing and in the final serviceability of the produced garment. So when cotton and the modal fibers are successfully blended together, more regular yarns can be manufactured and compatible dyeing can be achieved. Therefore, our interest here, or the main object of this research work, is to optimize the single jersey machine setting, mainly the yarn imputation using different cotton and modal blend ratio. We have a case study here from the industry, single jersey with different cotton modal blend ratio under different yarn tension. Where this research work, for different blends of cotton and modal yarns were used, 100% cotton, 55% cotton modal, 70% modal cotton, and 100% modal. Here all the specification of the yarn used, and we can see here the higher the breaking force and the elongation percents and the lower the degree of the modal 100% than the 100% cotton. All the samples were produced on the same knitting machines under the same loop lengths, equal to 2.8 millimeter, with different yarn potential ranging from 2 cm to 14 cm. The yarn tension device used here is a waistcoat device, and this is all the specification of the machine. It's four machine, minus C, and the gauge is 24. All the produced fabrics were half bleached and dyed under identical dyeing condition in the same dyeing path, and two different finishing methods, one at the open weave form and the other at the closed weave form. The dimensional properties, physical properties, some mechanical properties were measured for the produced fabrics. This is the flow chart for the first finishing method, open form, open weave. Starting with netting, follows threading machine and then sinting machine for the gray state. And finally, the fabric was finished as a sinter machine at the finished state. This is the flow chart for the second finishing method, closed form. Starting also is netting and follows dyeing, panel squeezing, drying, and final here is compactor machine. So here we have two different finishing methods for the same fabric. We have a question here, does the changing of the yarn potential and cotton modal blend ratio yield net fabric with different properties? In order to demonstrate the effect of the blend ratio and the yarn potential on the values of the test fabric properties under study, the results were analyzed using ANOVA two-factor result replication. Here is the values of the ANOVA test for the effect of the yarn potential and the blend ratio. We can see here the yarn potential has no significant effect on all fabric properties, but the blend ratio has significant effect for all the fabric properties except some properties. So we can answer the question here, the yarn potential was found non-significant in all fabric properties, where all the samples were produced under a constant loop length. The loop is the key factor for all knitted fabric properties. Also, the changing of the yarn tension on the S4 knitting machine minus C was achieved by using center can adjustment, where there is more control to adjust all the cams and yarn feeders and the same tension instead of adjusting everyone individually. So this is the reason for the not affecting the yarn tension on the properties of the fabrics. Also, for the effect of the cotton model blend ratio, blending the cotton with modal fiber has a significant effect on all fabric properties except the loop length, as you can see here. The loop length and the width-wise shrinkage for both methods of finishing open width and closed width. All the samples were produced under constant loop, as you said before, where the yarn being delivered positively at the same rate through the positive yarn feeding system. We have another important question here. Does the changing of the finishing method yield their knitted fabric with different properties? Here is the t-test results for the effect of the finishing method and all the fabric properties. Where you can see here, the finishing method has a significant effect on the weld density, loop length, color difference, and width-wise shrinkage. So for the answer to this question, the finishing method has an effect on the color difference, width-wise shrinkage, and weld density. Where the reason for that, the open width method, the fabric was stretched width-wise excessively and passed inside the center machine through four chambers under a certain temperature and a certain steam pressure for a long time. Therefore, this technique has a magnifying effect on the to alter the weight size shrinkage and the color difference of the fabric. The following charts will show better the results. As for this chart example, the fabric weight for the 100% model is smaller than 100% cotton. And this is related to the lower coarse density for the model fabric than the cotton fabrics, keeping in mind that the model yarn has a higher elongation percent than the cotton fibers. And this makes the fabric to have the possibility to stretch more on the leastwise direction inside the dyeing bath if we're buying in on the like on the flow machines, overflow machines. Another property for fabric thickness for 100% model is smaller than 100% cotton. And the reason for that, like the last reason, also the reason for that is the higher backing density of the model yarn than the cotton yarn. For the color difference, the 100% modal fabric show darker colors compared to fabric knitted from 100% cotton fabrics. Although the yarn was knitted on the same knitting machine and the fabric was dyeing on the same dyeing machine, on the same dyeing bath, the reason for that trend is related to the higher absorption capability of the modal yarn than the cotton yarn. And this figure can verify better the darkness of the model 100% model yarn, if we knit it, than the 100% cotton. Kept all things constant, the yarn counts, the yarn potential, everything is constant. Just we change the finishing method. We find also here the fine sequence shrinkage decreases as the percentage of cotton increases inside the yarn, while the width-wise shrinkage slightly increases as the percentage of the cotton fibers inside the fabric become more. For the percentage strength of the fabric, we see here the percentage strength of the fabric produced for 100% cotton were generally higher compared to 100% modal. And the reason for that is related to the higher the smoothness surface of the modal yarn, which makes the yarn inside the fabric to have a higher mobility degree. And this makes the fabric to be penetrated easily during the piercing surface. Also, we find that here the building resistance of blend jersey knitted fabrics produced from 100% modal is better than those constructed from 100% cotton yarn. And also, the air mobility for the fabric produced from 100% modal yarn are greater than others produced from 100% cotton. And the reason for that here is the higher hardness degree of the cotton yarn, where the protruding fiber for the knitted loops make intelligence with each other, and this makes the gaps and the opening inside the fabric to be low, and then make the fabric to have air permeability resistance more for the cotton fabrics. Closing remarks. Yarn importation was found non-significant in all fabric properties under study. This may be due to the constant loop length, which is well known the key factor for all knitted fabric properties. Blending the cotton with modal fiber had a significant effect on all fabric properties except the loop length and the width shrinkage for both methods of finishing, openings, and close widths. It was found also that the finishing method had an effect on the color difference with width shrinkage and width density. Results show that mixing modal with cotton improved some of the produced fabric properties. For example, peeling resistance of plain jersey knitted fabrics produced from 100% modal yarn is better than those constructed from 100% cotton yarns. This may be because of the cotton yarns are more hairy than the modal yarns. Although the air mobility of the fabric knitted from 100% modal yarns are greater than others produced from 100% cotton yarns. Furthermore, piercing strength of the fabrics produced from 100% cotton was generally higher compared to 100% modal, despite of the higher breaking force of the modal yarn compared to the cotton yarn, due to the lower hardness level of the 100% modal yarn, which means smoother surface, higher mobility degree, and less friction between loops. As a result, the fabric could be easily penetrated during the piercing strength test and become a weaker fabric. For this reason, care should be taken when using modal fabrics in sports garments, especially at the knee and the elbow area. We have also another cross mark here. Fabric knitted from 100% modal yarn gives darker colors compared to fabrics knitted from 100% cotton yarns, even though all the yarns are knitted on the same knitting machine, and also although all the fabric samples are dyed in the same dyeing bath. Therefore, it can be concluded that the modal yarns have a higher absorption capability. This means that the required color shade can be achieved with less amount of dye stuff, thus reducing the cost of dyeing. Thank you.
There, missed it. I did not see your the pilling results of the fabrics that were a blend of cotton and modal. What was that? Did I miss that?
This is the four. I have four cases here. This.
Yes. What were the pilling differences? Fabric pilling.
I have yarn with blend ratio different, and I knitted it on single jersey fabric. Just I have 100% cotton,
yeah,
and 50%, and just I knitted this this yarn and saw the properties of the fabric. But here I finished. I have two different finishing mess. Okay.
Right. I don't believe you understand my question.
Okay, sorry.
You had some conclusion that modal, 100% modal jersey fabrics showed less pilling, surface pilling, than 100% cotton.
Yes.
Jersey fabrics. I missed what the pilling performance was on the 70-30 and the 50-50
plan. Yeah, I'm sorry. I talk about 100% cotton and the modal, 100% modal. I didn't talk about 50-50 and 70-30, but
yeah.
I can show you the curve, this chart. Yeah.
The reason I'm asking is because
it's clear here for me for the 100% cotton and the 100% modal, but for the 70-30 and 50-50 is not clear better, but it's clear more for if you compare between 100% modal and 100% cotton. But if you see the service, the harness, if you see this picture, I'm sorry, showing the first. The harness degree here, if you compare, if you mix, this is the start, just 100% cotton, and we both increase 50-50%, 70-30, until reach to the 100% modal, the harness degree is decreased. So if the harness degree is decreased, it will affect on this property.
Well, there are some data that show that even though cotton is a hairier yarn, that those fibrils that extend are weaker and tend to fall off, and therefore their the propensity for pilling is not is diminished because of that. So I just
in my case,
see a very strong
this
confirmation
is
of what we have.
Yeah, this is a case study for the industry. I did it in a big company in Alexandria in Egypt.
Yeah.
So this is actual results, and I do it by myself.
Yes.
So, and we take care for every step. If you see here, the finishing method, I follow every.
Right.
So
yeah,
I take care for everything.
Your experimental design.
Okay.